And you didn't want anything rocked in the boat. And when Yeshua looked at me, just for that second, man, I said, I blew it. I really blew it. Now, played my part, maybe, I don't know. But so when I saw you at Manti, I caught you in one of the back rooms, and I got on my knees, and I just said, forgive me, because we didn't know each other back then. And what the illusion was is that I thought Yeshua died. That was the illusion. And I believe that. And what I have learned in this lifetime and other lifetimes is he was very much alive afterwards. I mean, you read Eugene Whitworth's books, Nine Faces of Christ, and it really opens your eyes. If you haven't read the book, that's a good book. Bad decisions, illusions, yeah, they all play a part. And probably, if I had known what I know now, I wouldn't have been so hard on myself. And I wouldn't put myself in certain situations to create a death sentence, so to speak, and probably at a middle-aged person, I have faced poor health on purpose. You know, it's punishment. So many years past Yeshua's death, then it's my turn. You know, and then you have 20, 30 years of working some stuff out. And how many times can you do that? I mean, if I had known the guy was still alive, you know, I wouldn't have beat myself up so much, you know. Wouldn't shed so many tears. But that's what I saw. But I've seen it. And every time I visit that moment, as much as strong as I want to be, it's hard. I mean, that memory... it was just a second. It was enough.
Well, thanks for sharing. Well, it was tough for me to do, but you did it. So.
Well, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Natalie, would you like to come up front?
Yes, she would.
All right. Would you like to go on a journey?
No, yeah, I'm up for it. Yeah.
Can you scoot back a little bit so we can see?
No, why don't you scoot back here? They want to see you. They want to see you float away.
I already flied today. Reminded me of my whole childhood dreams. Flying, flying, so let's go.
Okay, close your eyes. And I count to 10. And I'm going to be very relaxed. And at the count of 10, you're going to be capable of going to any of your past lives that either you or I choose. Very relaxed. 2. Very relaxed. 3. All your body is completely relaxed. You're capable of going anywhere you want. Completely secure and safe, but anywhere you want. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, returning to the past, to a past life. Who are you?
Joe.
What is your name?
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
What do you see around you?
Trees.
What else?
Water. Africa. Looks like Africa.
And you see somebody. Who do you see?
I see another boy.
What does he look like? Is he light or dark skin?
Dark. Very thin. Younger.
How old is he?
About 12.
How old are you?
I'm older than that.
What would you guess?
17.
17. What's this 12-year-old boy doing?
He's helping me.
What's he helping you do?
We're hunting. He's got an arrow in his hand.
Do you hunt?
I don't know.
But he's helping you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you gonna...
I'm not hunting. He's doing it.
He's doing that.
I'm telling him what to do, and he's doing it.
Are you teaching him?
I don't know. I must be, because I'm telling him what to do.
Okay. Now you're moving ahead to when you see your parents next time. Do you see your... Are they still alive?
Yes.
What are they like?
I only see my mother.
What kind of place does your mother live in?
A hut.
Did you help to build it?
I wasn't there when it was built.
Okay. Was this a happy life or unhappy? Overall. Did you enjoy this life?
Yes.
What did you enjoy about it?
Building, creating, animals. The animals of the earth I really was enjoying. I was on an elephant.
You rode an elephant?
Yeah.
How'd you get on it?
His trunk. He put it down and I'd sit on it and I'd slide down.
Interesting. Okay. Approximately what... How far back in time was this?
It was a long time ago. A really long time ago.
In between that life and the present, have you had other lives?
Yeah.
Go back to your very last life, before you were Natalie. Where are you now?
1836.
And what was your name?
Phoebe.
Where are you at?
I'm in Nauvoo.
And who is your parents?
Jean.
So you are a Mormon?
Yes.
Okay, did you ever meet Joseph Smith?
Yes.
What did you think about him?
I accepted him as a prophet.
Did you ever hear him speak?
Yes.
What did he speak about?
Love. Time. Journeys.